chaps like a game of tennis, and some like boating on the sea. Some are fond of cricket or a ball, they want to kick it, but there's only one sport that appeals to me. I like to hike, that's what I like. But it's a grand and healthy life. I tramp a mile, then sit a while. A bumblebee there in the grass comes and stings me on my elbow. Down comes the rain and I get wet through. I can't blow me nose because it's already blue. I catch a chill and feel so ill. But it's a grand and healthy life. I love to hike, that's what I like. Gee, but it's a grand and healthy life. My girl and me sat neath a tree. A great big blackbird with its claws came and tore down my girl's jumper. When she got home, her mother did shout, "You haven't come home the same as when you went out." She hung her head and blushing said, "Gee, but it's a grand and healthy life."
the high-heeled shoes. I guess I was impressionable at the time, because PJ Proby, to my mind, was not someone that I would like to be a fan of, particularly with splitting trousers to young girls at concerts. I was a bit too young for PJ Proby, but that single definitely captured my imagination, so much so that it's been in the box all of these years, and that was that actual single. I thought I'd make a supreme effort and play the actual record. Oh, wow. PJ Proby, The Day That Lorraine Came Down. The B-side is magnificent as well. First of all, we began with one of the 66 singles released on the 25th of October 1968. We're using issue number 251 of the new singles. It was Alan Randall. It's a must if you're a collector of Page One records, because there's POF098E, but it's a grand and healthy laugh, of course. And Alan himself was a great fan of George Formby, and there he was, resurrecting and giving older people. Well, I had memories of George Formby only because my mother had a collection of 78 RPM singles. Let us hear the other side of PJ Proby. Of course, The Day That Lorraine Came Down, his album at the time was 3 Week Hero, and we subsequently find that he was in the studio. The musicians, the session men, were Led Zeppelin. So in this B-side only, which is called Mary, M-E-R-Y, Hopkins with two P's. Mary Hopkins never had days like this. It lasts 7 minutes 22. And he doesn't mention Led Zeppelin specifically. The four characters are Morgan, Mr. JPJ, Jimmy, and the bald-headed son of a gun. I think you're going to, if you've never heard this before, this will be a revelation. It doesn't sound too promising to start with, but believe me, it gets better.
Measure by itself from the beginning.
Ah, you sweet thing, you. Ease on in there.
Yes, sir, that's music to satisfy your soul, wouldn't you say, Jim?
Well, I'd say that, yes, sir, I certainly would.
You know, you sound like Max Mayer playing Jethro.
Well, maybe it's because I went out for the part, but I was a bit too small, you see?
Yeah.
Bit too small at 6'2".
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, PJ Proby himself.
How do you do? Listen, let's play a little game.
I got an idea.
What you got on idea on?
You know that thing that there's a record out a while back? I forget the name of it, but anyway, the band here's cooking pretty good. So let's call in the different instruments. What do you think? Let's hear how each one plays.
All right. Which one you want to call in first?
Well, let's grab on a little bit of thunder from that
little bass player there, Mr. JPJ.
Let's hear a little bass.
I'll play it, son.
Ah, that's fine. Say, you know, I always did like a good old drummer man, because he laid down a solid foundation. What you say we let that fat man in the corner lay down a few?
Okay, you bald-headed son of a gun, lay it down for
him. Good on you, baby, good on you. Hey, man, that guitar player over there in the corner is looking kind of cool.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Jimmy, let it all hang out, baby. Let's hear a few.
Yeah, especially your hair. I don't think he's quite ready for us, Stephen.
I don't think so, James.
I think he's coming in pretty soon, though.
I think he is.
Right now!
Oh, lay it on me, baby. Suck it to me. Hey, Jim, there's a little old cat over there named Morgan. He's standing in the corner. He's got a pair of them bongo drums. He's trying to sneak through. Let's let him sneak in a bit. What do you say?
I don't mind if you don't.
I don't mind. Oh, they say the hawk flies on Thursday.
Thursday or is it Friday? Anyway, no, he's flying.
You got it all wrong, son.
That's the eagle that
eagle flies on Friday.
Well, a hawk just as good. Come on, man, fly a bit. Hey, you know, Jim, something just occurs to me sitting here. You know, remember the game we used to play back in Hollywood at the Sea Witch? All them people used to come in, they used to say, hey, do you know this song? Do you know that song? Do you know your mother wore such and such?
That was called Hot Seat. My mother was nude.
Yeah,
she learned from Diana Dorr.
Well, listen. And if you're listening, Diana, if you're listening,
put your hands on the radio if you can't be with us tonight.
And count to ten. Now listen here, Jim, remember that game? Well, anyway, why don't we try to figure out just how many songs we can sing to this old riff that's going down? What do you say?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know where that's too much.
Give it a think.
Let's see. Yeah, let me think here. Let me go something like... I'm gonna say, oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning. Yeah, baby. Oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning. Say, oh, Bill, rolling piano, yeah, worth the hill and the town again. Oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning.
Everybody singing it.
Oh, Bill, rolling piano this morning.
Daddy.
Hey, baby, that's pretty good. Coming out the top.
You don't give your mama what you want this morning.
Yeah.
You don't give your mama what you want this morning. She's gonna go down to the well. And the well she's gonna sell. She ain't gonna sell the water. Gonna sell what she oughta. And if you ain't got no sense, gonna back it up to the fence. You better come and get it when you're on.
Yeah, baby.
Come on in, man. Let's hear you a bit.
Whoa.
Shut. Chuck it on. Hook it, baby. Hook it.
Oh, do that thing.
Let it all hang out now.
Let it all shoot down.
Hey, Jim. I guess, man, we got it sung enough. Listen. I think y'all let that band kind of blow their minds a bit. Let's kind of ease on out the door.
Hey, listen. They blow my mind.
Yeah.
Like stone, baby. I don't know. Looks like a stone. Hey. Well, that's a general impression of me in England anyway, so I think it's just you.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You're
stone. What's different, baby? What's,
listen. I got something for you.
Remember this? Knock, knock. Jericho.
No.
Jericho Brown.
The Jers.
Hey, he's coming back to London. He called me on the weekend.
Fantastic. I got there for him. He's going to Hollywood. I'm just missing. Isn't that great? He won't be able to hit me up for 10 to 5 in 10 to 15 years.
Hey, you know, man, that cat brings that down. Johnny Rivers.
Johnny, I hate England Rivers. I'll never go to
England.
Never coming back to England again. They make me sing live. Ruins my whole show.
What about Dottie Harmony?
She's pregnant again. The Colbert's been on the job.
Good on him. Hey, you know who's living around the corner?
No.
Mitchell.
Never go back to England again. Made me sing live. Ruined my old show. Studio banter between producer Steve Rowland and PJ Proby. Merry Hopkins, Never Had Days Like These. I was just 13 years old when I brought that single, and I didn't know what was going on the beast. I knew it sounded pretty good, and it was a few probably months or even years later, by which time I was a great fan of Led Zeppelin, but I learnt that I already had some early Led Zeppelin in the collection. So that was that magnificent single. Not everybody's cup of tea. You're listening to me, Chris B, heading toward the unknown region. We're playing some of the 66 singles that escaped from the record companies on the 25th of October in 1968. The Moody Blues next. This is the B-side of their single, Ride My Seesaw, which we'll hear next. This, amazingly, was picked up by Tamla Motown, and the Four Tops made a big hit of it. The Moody Blues, A Simple Game.
As time goes by, you will see that we're going to be free. You and me, touch the sky. Can you see in your mind's eye that we are one? We're all the same. And life is just a simple game. There by your side I will be when this crazy exactly what we're meant to be. That we are one, we're all the same. And life is just a simple game. Let it do, let it do, let it do. Thoughts of another day flash into my head.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
One, two, three, four.
You're right, it's not The Doors. Love Me Two Times, MCA Records. That's the New York Public Library, released on the 25th of October 1968. 66 singles. We began with the Moody Blues, A Simple Game, as covered by the Four Tops. That was their throwaway B-side on that DRAM Records single. It certainly wasn't on the album of the day. But what was Ride My Seesaw, the mono single mix, so you don't get it segued into or out of the other tracks. Wonderful. Moody Blues. Then Jimi Hendrix Experience, a track that was going to be on the Electric Ladyland double album, Long Hot Summer Night. And on the other side, it was a really fab, groovy single, All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some kind of way out of here, say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth. Getting late.
week by week, the music seems to get better to my ears. But then I'm biased because I was coming alive at the time in 1968. That was Jimi Hendrix and his experience all along the Watchtower, a single on Track Records, some more guitar great music. Now, before he was in Deep Purple, Ian Gillan with Episode 6 and Mr. Universe, and you can hear the intonations from Ian right here of how he would end up in Deep Purple.
Where are you going, Mr. Universe? Are we such a tiny part? Are you only the beginning of it all? Are you just the start? Are we just a bubble in your beer? Oh, Mr. Universe, will you comb out all the knots in your hair? What will you do first? Mr. Universe,
Records, the dulcet tones of one Mr. Ian Gillan with the band Episode 6, which was released on the 25th of October 1968. I've got a lot of singles to get through today. I've got at least 54 to play for you. And we're not going to do that in a couple of hours, but I think we're going to take today, because we pick out the best ones, and so far it's been quite wonderful. Don't you just love the bass harmonica? This is Bobby Gentry.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man with a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. But nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Down by
keep. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close by mountain, wave goodbye to cares of the day, and watch your boat from Hushabye Mountain sail.
Difficult choice. Where would you want to retire to? Hushabye Mountain or Lullaby Bay? Was Bobby Gentry. This is Bob Andy, Studio One Records and Experience.
Stroll to experience for some wonder rock and roll.
few clicks and scratches on these singles from many years ago. I think it must be 56 years ago. Paul Nero, Hang 'em High on Liberty Records, and a couple of singles on Studio One Records, SO2063, Bob Andy, and then the Viceroy's Last Night, SO2064. Two different versions of Scarborough Fair. On Parlophone, first of all, Dina Webster, and then the Mike Sam Singers.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. A true love of mine. Tell him to make me a cambric shell.
To find me on the side of our hill. Oh,